Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
Peter Barron, editor of the Northern Echo. Good morning.
Morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. My confidence levels have gone down a little bit.
All right.
I just want you to recap the headline challenge, first of all.
The story is about a football supporter called Timothy. He supports Southampton, and his eye is taken by a young girl a few rows in front of him, and he writes to the club saying, can you give me her name? They can't, because it's data protection, but they leave a bunch of roses and some Bovril vouchers on his seat, encouraging him to go and ask her out, and they have now been pictured smiling together, and apparently she liked the roses very much.
And the Bovril.
I don't think she was too keen on the Bovril.
Oh, right,
but,
okay.
You know.
Right, well, never mind. And your headline is?
Match of the day.
Right, okay. Sarah, that's all right. Like, it's not brilliant.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I mean,
it is a two-pointer, so well done, Peter, well done. That's not a bad start to the year yet.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I like it. We've had some really good ones in, Lisa.
That's good.
We've had one in. Are you ready?
Yeah.
From Sheila.
Roses are red, Bovril is hot. Can I help pick the thorns out your bot?
Is that really exciting?
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I liked it just because she laughs.
It's random.
The laugh at the end is a bit stale. Well, thank you very much, Sheila. We like that very much. Ross says he scored, so in the words of Ali Brownlee, goal! I can't do it as long as he can, but there we go. Jill and Ed say love match, which I thought was very good. Craig said not match of the day. Surely it should be catch of the day.
That might be better.
Paul says Saints Valentine, because obviously the Southampton Saints. Marie says Saints be praised. Duncan and Keith both say scored. Jim says result. Dave does say girl of the month, but I think that just sounds like some sort of wrong pin-up, but there we go. We're not going to move on. We're going to move on from that one. So the one we're going to go with, we've had this in from Arthur, and we've had this one in from George. We like this very much. A game of two hearts.
Do you not like that?
A game of two
hearts.
We all like that, Kerry, the arbiter of all things fair.
Is to be honest, and I like that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad, Peter, because so do I. So it's points to T today.
Yes!
Yes, it was a genuine worry.
Go on.